Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome to the 51st episode of Warriors Off Court, the San Francisco Chronicles NBA podcast. I'm your host, Warriors beat writer Connor Letourneau, and today we're taking a look at the player Golden State doesn't necessarily want you to know about, yet at least, Santa Cruz Warriors big man Alan Smalagic. Golden State's G League affiliate raised some eyebrows when it traded up to the number 4 pick in October's G League draft to take Smalagic, a 6'10 power forward from Belgrade, Serbia, who had never played at any level higher than the Serbian 3rd Division or Under-19 Junior League. At 18 years old, Smalagic is the youngest player in G League history and will be eligible for June's NBA draft. By having him play with Santa Cruz this season, Golden State has had roughly 6 months to evaluate Smalagic firsthand without worrying about him getting poached by another NBA team as a call-up. Smalagic, who could barely speak a word of English when he arrived in Santa Cruz, has steadily acclimated to the American culture and playing style over the course of the season and is beginning to generate buzz as a possible second-round draft pick. Many folks around the league believe that the Warriors have tried to keep Smalagic as hidden as possible, which might have been why they didn't play him in both of their two games at December's G League Showcase in Las Vegas. The Warriors contend that Smalagic was tired and that they wanted to give exposure to their call-up eligible players, but some scouts are convinced that Golden State is so high on him that it'll look into doing whatever it needs to do to make sure it can take him in June's draft. I was in Santa Cruz on Friday and watched Smalagic come off the bench to post 21 points, 11 rebounds, and 3 assists in the Warriors' win over the Agua Caliente Clippers. After the game, I caught up with Santa Cruz general manager Kent Lacob, Santa Cruz head coach Aaron Miles, and Smalagic himself. I'll have all three of those interviews after the break.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Kent Lacob, who is Golden State majority owner Joe Lacob's son, is the man behind Smilegeach's unlikely arrival in Santa Cruz. It was Kent who discovered Smalagic during a scouting trip to Serbia 2 years ago. During our conversation Friday at Kaiser Permanente Arena, he detailed all that went into bringing Smalagic to Santa Cruz and helping ensure he had a smooth transition with the Warriors.
How exactly did you guys find out? I know he played in Serbia, right? Or
yeah, he played in Serbia. So I had been over on a scouting trip in Serbia a couple years back and last year, and I'd seen him. It was one of those things. We saw him, and he wanted to come over. And so we, when he was in the draft, we decided to take a chance on him. And obviously, we didn't, we hadn't seen him play extensively, it was one of those things where we wanted to bring him over, and he wanted to get a taste of American basketball and professional basketball, really, for kind of the first time.
So. Obviously, it's kind of a unique path. Do you know how he even thought of that as a viable option to enter the G League draft for at that age?
I couldn't really speak to like all.
Have you gotten a chance to talk to him when you were scouting him, or?
There wasn't like a lot of communication, yeah, just because, you go and see a lot of games and
right.
work out.
And that was like the third division. Was that the third division that you were, that he was in at the time?
Yeah. So, and I didn't see him play in a game. I saw him work out.
Okay.
It wasn't like a full fledged thing where we had been going back and forth for years,
right.
We came together pretty quickly, but at the same time, it was just one of those things where we wanted to he wanted to come over here and we wanted to take the chance. And obviously there haven't been a ton of 18-year-olds.
Right.
I believe if not the first, he's one of the only guys
who've done it. He would be the only foreign one, right?
Yeah. So it was a new concept, and, you know, we knew we had to be prepared for off-court development just as much as on-court development.
Right. How's that process been?
It's good. You know, he's an 18-year-old kid.
Right.
But
I'm sure it's a huge cultural
change. He's matured
a
ton since he's come over here. And, you know, I think it was good because obviously there can be a culture shock, which we were worried about. You come over and it's not just playing basketball over here. It's your first time being in America and integrating into, you know, the lifestyle and everything that goes with American professional basketball and just being in America in general. But fortunately, we have a really good group of guys in our locker room, and some guys brought him, you know, took him under their wing, and he's kind of become like the little brother of the team. And so he's had really good mentors, and he's had a really good mentality as far as just, you know, being coachable, doing what he's told he needs to do to get better, and then just continuing to mature and start to become a man.
Yeah.
Because obviously it's a man's sport, and it's a profession, and everyone else is here making a livelihood, and, you know, he's still high school age, so he's learning about all that, and it's a process, but he's been really good. It's been really
good.
Does
he have any sort of like family support out here, or did anyone come out with him from Serbia?
No. So his family's all back home in Serbia. And he came out here. Obviously he's got the support of our whole staff and we treat him like family. And, you know, he's got, with technology, it makes it a little easier.
Yeah,
you know, you can FaceTime back home and everything, but obviously that's a challenge, is not always having family members or friends close by. He's had a couple people visit over the course of the year, so he's been able to at least, you know, see familiar faces come in every now and again.
So do you have any coach specifically, kind of, I don't want to say assigned, but who makes a point to really help him out with that transition and that process?
Our whole coaching staff is involved, but definitely our assistants, you know, Anthony Vereen, Mike Lee, Chris Weems, they've all, you know, worked on various things with him, skill development, but also teaching him how to become a professional, how to understand what that means.
Like basic things, probably, like how to use a credit card and how to, like, I'm guessing.
Yeah, there's the whole, we're going through his tax returns right now, which he's doing for the first time. So there's that element of it. And then there's the on-court, you know, learning the American English terminology, learning professional terminology.
Right.
All of that is new. But then there's also a lot of basic stuff because he didn't play in college,
right?
You know, and he hasn't played high level in Europe. So a lot of indoctrinating just into understanding basketball concepts. A lot of what he does is very raw still.
How's the language barrier, man? It seems like he's getting better.
He's getting better. Obviously, the best way to learn a new language is to come over and immerse yourself in the culture. It's not perfect, but it's evolving. You know, but I think when he first got over here, there were certain things like, you know, slang words or sarcasm, just certain things that he didn't pick up. And now just being here, he started to pick up on those things. So his English is going to continue to improve, but he can have conversations with people. That communication hasn't been an issue to that extent.
And I obviously haven't been to any other games this season. Was tonight kind of like a breakout performance for him, or have you seen it kind of steadily building to this type of performance?
He was great. I mean, he was great tonight.
His aggressiveness really kind of stood out.
Yeah.
Is that something you're impressed with an 18-year-old in a professional environment?
Yeah, I think that was really great to see. His minutes have fluctuated. The thing is, we have a really, really talented team this year, and we're really deep. And so there have been nights where he's gotten his chances, but it hasn't always been consistently playing. What did he play? 27 minutes tonight. There hasn't been a ton of opportunity to do that regularly. He's gotten a little bit of an opportunity with Deontay Davis getting called up to Atlanta, and that sort of opened the door. And obviously he's taken advantage of that, but we didn't want to burn him out. We know that this is the most games he's ever played.
Right.
And so working him in and, you know, first we wanted to address his body and start working in the weight room and, you know, just get stronger and get more physically ready.
Yeah.
Because to get thrown into a professional game, there's, There's a lot that goes into that, right, that you have to be physically and mentally ready for it. So we knew it would be a process, but obviously he's improved as it's gone on, and his opportunity and his minutes have gone up as that's happened.
What went into the decision to not play him in the G League showcase? I know that's probably Aaron's decision, but you guys probably consulted about that. What went into that decision?
It was a combination of a bunch of different stuff, a bunch of factors. And I mean, I won't get into all of it, but looking back at it, the timing to do it may not have been the best. And we didn't really, to be honest, we didn't anticipate the backlash that we got.
Yeah.
Would have even done it differently and not sat him out those games if we knew that, because we didn't intend to offend anyone or anything like
right.
that. But
because obviously when you don't play someone, there's going to be like people are going to assume things, and maybe do you feel like some of those assumptions maybe weren't fair or weren't accurate?
I wouldn't say that this wasn't the only reason, but it was a very good time in the schedule to give him a little bit of a break. Mm-hmm. Where he had gotten to a point, I'm trying to think how many games we had played, but he had already played.
Not that many, right?
Yeah. It was late December.
Right.
So he had already played at that point, which was for the G League early in the season,
right,
had already played more games than he had played in his previous league.
Okay.
And that was a league that just traveled by bus. And so he had never done the travel, all that. He had been feeling a little worn down. And so that was one reason. One reason was, and obviously it could have been the right thing to do or it could have been the wrong thing to do, but we had a lot of guys, and he was not call-up eligible, and a lot of guys we were trying to showcase to get opportunities.
Right.
So maybe it wasn't the best thing to do. Maybe it was, but it just seemed like at that juncture of the schedule, that was the decision we felt was the best.
That's obviously a learning experience for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, it was a learning experience to figure out just the timing of what we should do, but the whole year we've been trying to make sure that we're smart about the approach with him, so that he can build and not break down. And I think we feel good about where he's at physically and mentally and emotionally and everything right now. So I guess from that standpoint, no regrets.
Do you hope that this is kind of a trailblazing type situation where this can kind of open the doors for other guys in his situation to pursue this as an opportunity?
I think it was good. It's good to see that, obviously every 18-year-old is going to be in a different situation based on what their background is, what coaching they've had, how mature they are, how badly they want it.
Right.
And this is obviously just the fact alone that he could come into the league and not embarrass himself and not look out of place, let alone be as productive as he has been.
Right.
That's great in sending the message that this can be a good path. It can be something that guys do, and there can be a professional path towards maturing and developing on and off the court through the G League. It's not going to be for everyone.
Right.
It never will be. But it can be for people who have the right physical makeup and the right mindset going into it. And I think for Alan, you could ask him, but I think he's really happy with the choice he made.
Right.
And I think, it was a good start to his professional career.
So how old was he when you first saw him? Was he like 16, 17? Because he's 18 now, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember when you went out there?
I'm trying to remember when I was there. He might have been 16.
Okay.
16 at the time.
Okay. What were your thoughts when you first saw him? Was it like, this guy has potential type, or?
Yeah, I mean, I won't get into it too
much.
Yeah,
but you obviously saw a guy who could have potential.
Enough that he's here today. Let's just put it that
way. Though Kitlika brought Smile Geach to Santa Cruz, Aaron Miles, who is in his second season as Santa Cruz's head coach, has overseen the young Serbian's development on a day-to-day basis. I opened our conversation by asking him how Smiljic has handled his first season, not only of high-level professional basketball, but in America.
Obviously a huge transition, moving to a different country by himself, 18 years old. How's the whole process going?
He's been amazing, man. We didn't know what we had when we got him, how talented he was, how much ability, you know, and then you start to see him, it's like, wow, he got a lot of talent, you know, and you see him just grow, man, with his confidence. He was always been confident, but I think early on he started to realize, like, yes, these are guys that's older than me, more physical, but I'm talented enough, you know.
And Kent was saying that he doesn't have any family that moved out here with him. How, as a coaching staff, have you guys helped
ease that transition? You know, we first of all, it's a testament to our players. You know, they've embraced him really as little brothers in a sense. You know, I can recall a time that I was actually with him. I was talking with him, and they called him, like, yo, where you at? We're looking for you. You know, we about to go eat, you know, and... They just have embraced him.
Just involving him in everything.
In everything, you know, and looking out for him. You know, and I know Anthony Green has done a great job, you know, with him as well.
And this is obviously a new thing for the G League. How's it been a learning curve for you guys? Just as, you know, you've never had to necessarily have a guy from overseas who's 18 years old in this situation. How's it been a process for you guys?
It's been good for us, you know. It's been really good for us, you know. I know they're talking about doing I forget what they call it, but they have some high school kids coming to the league next year.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a little different because this kid's coming from overseas, you know, and he didn't really have any expectations, you know what I mean, when he came over here. But he's a humble kid. He works his ass off. He wants to get better. He wants to be coached. You know, you can just appreciate him. You know, you can just appreciate that type of attitude.
He was saying that the first few weeks were kind of tough because his English obviously wasn't great.
Yeah, so that's the funny thing, man. And the players used to say it too, like, you know, hey, he act like he didn't understand. He's like, man, Smiley.
You guys call him
catch.
Smiley?
Yeah, Smiley.
Yeah.
Smiley, you're supposed to catch and swing it and chase it, set the good screen. And he's like, oh. And he catch it and drive it. It's like, you're supposed to swing it. I don't understand. Yeah. Yes, you do understand. So yeah. If the players just make a joke, you're like, man, he be tricking y'all. He lying to y'all. Man, he understand everything. And I started looking at him. Yeah, he understand me.
But have you been impressed by how much his English has grown? It seems like he's conversational at this point.
Yeah, he's, like I said, man, the guys have done a great job with him, man. And, you know, it's funny, you know, he gonna know all the slang and all everything, you know. When he goes back. So, his communication is getting better, you know. And he already knew English, but it's gotten a lot better though.
Kent was saying you guys are like helping him with his taxes, and you're like pretty much helping him through every step of the way,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it ain't me doing it,
but your assistants are, right? Who's kind of taking the lead on that stuff?
Well, you know, like I said, Anthony Green helps him out a lot, you know, and does a great job with him. But so it's he does a lot with him from our staff, but it's a collective effort. Whatever he needs to help get done, he gets it done. It gets done. Whatever it needs, we're gonna always be there to help him.
I obviously, this is my first game seeing you guys. So was this kind of a breakout performance for him, or has it kind of been building to this performance?
You know what? You know, first of all, the kid 18 years old, he'll be a high school senior.
Yeah.
First off.
Yeah. He's not even college.
No, he'll be a high school senior.
Yeah.
So imagine that.
Yeah.
He just had 25 and 11 against some NBA guys, you know. But it's a long season. You know, we're coming up, tomorrow will be 50 games. 50 games in how many months? 4 or 5 months, you know. So obviously with anybody, seasons are up and down, you know, and his minutes have gone up and down, you know. So he had some games early on in the season that he had 20 plus points and things like that, and lately his confidence, you know, like I think he got a little tired, a little fatigued, you know, but hopefully he's in that stride at the right point.
What went into the decision to not play him in the showcase?
Like I said, man, he was a little tired. You know?
Yeah, because how many games did he play in his old league, you know? Like, not a lot, right?
25 maybe or something, you know. So
yeah.
He was a little tired, you know, and so that was a big reason, you know, for him. He just needed some rest and extra days off. So.
Were you surprised by, like, the blowback you guys got from that? Or?
Man, I ain't listening to it.
Yeah. Oh, you're just doing your job, right?
I ain't paying no attention to it because it's about the kid, you know.
Right.
You know, he there was a, you know, another time in the year when he was like, his body was a little tired, and we rested him again, you know, and so, you know, it's about that for him, you know. It's a long, like I say, it's 50 seasons for a high school kid, 50 game season against grown men,
right.
You know, battling every day, you know, and so he needed that, and, you know.
Has this been one of the more fulfilling, rewarding experiences you've had as a coach, just seeing a kid like this come through and grow and as much as he has just in a short time span?
I mean, obviously, yeah. I mean, it's been, you know, a short career for me so far.
Right.
You know, but, I mean, just being able to be a part of a kid that I believe is destined for some special, you know, destined for some greatness, man, and, so to be able to have the opportunity to coach him and work with him has been great. Has been great.
Cool, man. Appreciate you.
Smilagic, who has only been stateside for 5 months, is still getting a grasp on the English language. But he is conversational at this point and was nice enough to answer a few of my questions. I started by asking him what he thought about his performance against Agua Caliente.
I don't know. I just like the way team or play. Like we fight back to the game. I can say that I'm like a good player.
Mm-hmm.
Our team is like very good, like together. And we don't have like a player like DeAnthony Davis.
Right.
He's like a really good player, but we didn't have him tonight. But we fight through it.
How's your transition to America and this league been so far?
I don't know, the players are really good to me and they're letting me play my game. They're not saying like something if I have a bad shot.
Mm-hmm.
They're really nice to me.
How'd you find out about the G League and this as an opportunity?
I don't know, my agent told me like this is the first year someone like with 18 years can come.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm not gonna miss that chance. Mm-hmm. If I can get drafted. And I got lucky and I'm here at Santa Cruz Warriors.
How is this different than the league you were in Serbia?
It's much different because I played like a third league of Serbia. It's mm-hmm. really bad, but how can I say?
Yeah.
I'm 18 years old. I'm pretty big for my age.
Right.
I think I can go through it.
Yeah. How's the transition with English and all that been throughout this process?
I don't know. Like, a couple of weeks, it's really hard because I couldn't understand our players.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't understand our like offense, defense, and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's pretty easy.
Mm-hmm. How have your coaches helped with that whole process?
They're going slow with me. They didn't like push me to learn something to be like I'm now. Mm-hmm. They're going easy with me. Mm-hmm. Every day, like we are practicing. They're really working for me to be better.
Thanks, man.
I want to thank Alan Smolagic for chatting with me for this piece. I have a feeling he'll have plenty of more interviews in coming years. I also want to thank Kent Lacob and Aaron Miles. I always enjoy stopping by Santa Cruz and catching up with them.
Warriors Off Court is part of the San Francisco Chronicle Podcast Network. Audrey Cooper is the editor-in-chief. If you like this show, we'd love it if you'd subscribe to it wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a minute to give us a quick review, that helps us build our audience so we can keep growing. Follow me on Twitter at @con_cron and email me at claterno@sfchronicle.com. Support Warriors Off Court and a lot of great journalism with a subscription to the San Francisco Chronicle. There are print and digital editions. Find out more at sfchronicle.com/subscribe.